I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan.
And this is Catabolic Conversations.
We are biology professors using our experiences to help others understand complex scientific topics through normal conversations.
We also dig into undergraduate life. Keep listening for today's episode. Hey guys, Kristen Bingham here, and along with my co-host, Dr. Megan Keith, I'd like to thank you for joining us for episode 2 of Catabolic Conversations. We are so grateful for each and every one of you who listened in to episode number 1, where we just kind of introduced the podcast. We had over 40 listens, which we think is pretty stellar. But we want to thank you for joining us again and just coming back, and we hope you'll stay with us as we go along this journey and talk about some of these different things. Today's episode focuses on your host. We wanted to give you a little bit more information about ourselves and our backstory and how we got to South Plains College and what our kind of ideas are about being here and working with students and our training. This way you'll have a little bit better understanding of our perspectives on some of these scientific topics we're going to talk about. So I hope you enjoy the episode, and definitely stick around afterwards to hear a little bit of the wrap up and just kind of find out where you can see us online and how to find out about the next episode. All right, enjoy. Hey everybody, it's Kristen and Megan back with Catabolic Conversations, and today we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves and why we are doing the things we are doing today. And so we will start with Megan. Tell me about yourself.
Sure.
Where are you from? What you been doing?
Okay. So I grew up in Sweetwater, Texas. I came to South Plains College, my first year of college.
Where'd you graduate from high school?
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater High School.
High school, yep.
There's only one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
But anyway, came to Levelland and did 1 year here at South Plains College. Mm-hmm. And then I transferred to Tech, where I got my bachelor's in biology.
Okay.
And started doing undergraduate research and decided to get a graduate degree.
Did you always know you wanted to be a biologist?
No.
Why?
I didn't.
What did you want to be first?
I wanted to be a physical therapist. And so when it got down to it and I decided to start kind of interviewing physical therapists, seeing what it was like, shadowing them, I didn't like it. I thought there was too much paperwork.
Oh, interesting.
And now I do a lot of paperwork.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. How did that work out for you?
I do a ton of paperwork now. But it got down to trying to decide between majoring in biology and chemistry. And so there were two people here at SPC that really helped me find my pathway that I wanted to be on. And those two people were Jesse Yeh, who was in the chemistry department, and Leanna Smith, who was my
Shout
biology
out.
Teacher. Yes. Hi, Leanna.
Hi,
you're
Leanna.
Listening. Leanna, you were a very, very important person in helping me figure out, you know, that biology was the way that I needed to go. And that's where my interests and my passions were.
Cool. And so you went to Tech. Did you end up with a biology degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, interesting. Because you're not a plant person.
No.
Did you stay more in the animal world?
More in the animal, yeah. I did, you know, I took mammalogy, I took natural history of vertebrates.
Okay.
So I did more of the
cell and molecular part?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
And I got more of that when I went to graduate school, taking molecular biology, things like that. I mean, cell biology was a core class.
Yeah, that's when I knew that was not for me.
Yes.
I made it through that one and I was like, no.
Yeah, I barely made it through.
That's okay. So, it's part of the process.
It is. It helps you figure out what you're interested in and what you're not.
Yeah.
You know, where your strengths and your weaknesses are, and that's okay.
You got to fail at something.
Yeah.
So
you
got to get out there and just struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so you went to graduate school.
Yep.
Stayed with Dr. Bradley.
Yes.
Okay, and so tell me about that.
So I started out wanting to get a master's.
Uh-huh.
He gave me a project that, you know, I'd been working on as an undergraduate, and we were just expanding on it. And I started talking to people that he had previously that worked at the CDC, and we were having a conversation of whether I needed to stop with my master's degree or go on and get a PhD. And so it was a very serious conversation about what I wanted to do for a career. And through that conversation, I decided, well, if I get a PhD and I do go the research route, then I get to make more of the decisions. I get to, you know, experiment a little bit more with new techniques and, you know, kind of be in charge.
Yeah, lead those
things.
Projects.
Yes, rather than kind of being someone you know, if I stopped with the bachelor's, then I would have been in the lab most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to do more than just the lab work. Yeah. So we had a very serious conversation about, you know, what doors that would open. And I decided to go ahead and just skip my master's, go straight through to a PhD.
Okay. So I thought of a question just a second ago. When you entered college, were you a first-generation college student, or had your was college part of your life story from the beginning? Or?
Both of my parents attended college for 1 year.
Okay.
And then decided it was not for them.
Interesting.
And a conversation that my mother always told us was that she regretted not finishing. And so the conversation was, you know, this is something I would really like for you. I think that, you know, for both of her kids, me and my brother, she said, I think that both of you would do really well, and I would really prefer that you at least try it.
Interesting.
You know,
They had no idea what they were unleashing in you, did they?
No, they didn't.
So, like, you're going to be in school forever, aren't
yes.
you?
A full decade. A third of my life so far.
You know, it's a good investment, though. So
it is.
Interesting.
But
so by the time you got to graduate school, you were just kind of like, okay, I think I know kind of what I'm doing, but you were kind of winging it at that point too.
Yeah. I mean, when I got my bachelor's, I had no idea where I was going to work. I had no idea what type of job I wanted. So I decided, let's, you know, take 2 more years initially, get a master's. And by that point, it will have opened up more doors and I'll know kind of more of what's available. Cause I didn't know what was
available. I totally agree. I feel that that's really similar to my story in many ways. So mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So tell me about your graduate degree research. What'd you do there?
I studied systematics of rodents. So looking at a specific group of rodents and included things like wood rats, deer mice, and I studied evolutionary relationships within that group, looking at different levels of relationships.
And so were you looking at specific genes mm-hmm. between the groups?
There were 6 genes that we determined were good markers. And so I, you know, had a very large data set. Mm-hmm. I combined all of those genes together, and we were trying to use that to try to resolve relationships that previously were unresolved.
Okay. So just getting more clarity on the mm-hmm. phylogeny and that history between
It's like
those
a
groups.
Super matrix with a lot of data.
Super matrix. That sounds fancy.
Yes, it does.
That's cool. Awesome. Okay. So you went into graduate school thinking CDC maybe, mm-hmm. or I mean, you kind of went in there hoping for something.
Right.
Centered on the CDC. How did you end up at South Plains College?
In graduate school, there were 2 different ways that you could be supported, 2 different ways you get paid. You could be a research assistant or a teaching assistant. And most graduate students at Tech are on a teaching assistantship. Okay. And so that's what I did, and I started teaching labs. And I kind of jumped around from lab to lab, getting experience in different areas. Then I got put in the major's biology lab.
Yeah.
And when I got there, the professor was super organized. He went through everything with us and said, okay, these are the high points you need to hit. Anything extra you want to do, do it. Whatever you think is going to help, you know, the students. But these are the things, you know, you've got to get in during that time. And so it gave me a little bit of freedom to start doing some other things to try to help my students. And that's where I really started thinking, okay, well, maybe
I like teaching.
Maybe I could teach. And when it came down to it and it was time for me to graduate, you know, I started looking and I thought a junior college is where I wanted to be. I like the smaller classrooms. I wanted to get to know my students. I didn't want to have 300 students in one lecture. And I just happened to look and SBC had an opening and y'all were crazy enough to...
We liked you.
...to hire me.
It's worked out well for us. It was a good investment, so... Well, cool. Well, that's interesting. I enjoyed learning more about that. I didn't know all of that detail, so nice insight.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, so I guess I will tell you about me now.
Yes.
So I'm Kristen Bingham. So I was born in Lubbock. I grew up in Lubbock. Haven't gotten very far from Lubbock, honestly. Graduated from high school and came to South Plains because I didn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't like high school. I struggled in science, was super extra about dissections. I remember that, so embarrassing, but... And so when I finished high school, I had taken a couple AP courses in English, and I liked words and learning about what root words were for all the different vocabulary. I was like, well, maybe I want to be an English major. So whenever I graduated high school, it was like, I know I want to go to college. I don't know anything about it. I just know this is where I need to go if I want to keep learning things. And so I came to South Plains, you know, think they had open enrollment. So it was just the easiest transition I could have made. And I was really grateful for that. When I came to South Plains, the first class I walked into was the zoology lab that you teach in now. And it was such a neat course because that room, when you walk in the room, if you've got any sorts of sensory issue, it is so overwhelming because there is just stuff everywhere. But that's also a beautiful thing about that room is if you're sitting there and you're like, I cannot listen to this person drone on about worms, which we don't drone about worms. We love the worm days, but... When you're in that room, there's so much that's stimulating that makes you want to know more about that creature or why is this shape the way it is or what is that even doing here? There's so much that's just curious about that room. So I sat in that classroom that first semester of college at 17 years old. I was like, this is cool. I like this. I'm doing well in the class. And we started talking about taxonomy, and that's whenever it was just like a switch flipping over. I was like, this is it. This is my brain loves knowing about words and where words come from and why we use these words. And so that's whenever I decided to start looking more at science in particular. I didn't change my major. I was still English general studies major, something in that part of the world, but I was more on the English track. And so I ended up taking botany with Iris Keeling. And thrived in botany, loved plants, had been a gardener my whole life. And so it really did well. And at the end of the semester, she asked me if I was interested in a job. I was like, yes, please let me have a job on campus. I didn't know you could do that. And so I started working for her in the greenhouse, and I decided to change my major to biology. And David Etheridge was able to advise me, and he actually advised me on taking the classes that majors biology students take. I'd already taken the non-majors equivalents, so if I wanted to be a biology major, I kind of had to start over. But I was able to take organismal biology first, and then the first semester, the cell biology portion second, so I took them backwards. I took them both with David, and it was just a really neat experience, and it kind of opened my eyes to what else was out there that I wasn't even aware of. One of the things my mom really kind of pushed me to do as I came out here was to try on different classes. And so I took criminal justice courses because I thought I was interested in being a lawyer and legal studies and things like that. I just always liked talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could talk in front of a courtroom. This seems natural. Got through that first criminal justice class. I hated it. I was like, this is interesting, but it's not as interesting as some of the stuff I was doing in this part of the world. By that second semester of my sophomore year, I'd made a really good relationship with Mr. Etheridge, and he invited me on a wildlife trip. And I'd grown up camping in Colorado. I was like, of course I will go camping for school. Why would I not want to do that? But what I loved about it is I wasn't in the class. I was just some kid hanging out in the department. And the fact that I was invited to go and participate in something that was so novel to me really kind of stuck with me. I appreciated that investment and that opportunity, and that ended up kind of changing what I was looking for when I transitioned to tech. And so as I left South Plains, I ended up transferring to tech, worked in libraries, thought about going on to library science and doing being a science librarian, because books and words and science, what more can I ask for? But decided to stay just on the kind of traditional track of going through the biology program. I did end up branching off and I got a degree in zoology. So my bachelor's degree is zoology, not biology, which is funny because I had done so well with the plant stuff with Iris in botany. But then I was like, no plants, only animals. I want to be an animal scientist. We went to Midland, Texas, so Midland, Odessa area. And I was accepted into the master's program there to get a master's degree in biology. So my master's is at UTPB, and there I studied animal behavior and ecology and kind of looked at the relationships between how people disturb areas and what that means for the animals and also the plants in those areas. So when I went to UTPB, I ended up getting back into plants a little bit more, which was nice. Had a really good plant professor there, Dr. Spence. But my master's research was looking at disturbed areas along the Rio Grande. And so I spent a lot of time out in the desert in West Texas, which my favorite place to be.
Yes, you have a great love for that area.
I love the desert. But we went to a location outside of Presidio, Texas, so right at the border with Oinawa, and would just plot out areas and look at what plants are growing there. I put out traps, game cameras. We did GPS right as GPS was becoming a big thing. That seems like so long ago when I say that out loud. But we would walk around with the backpack with the big antenna on it.
Yeah, and taking tiny little things that
I know,
they carry
now
around.
It's like your phone is your GPS. No, guys, before it was so much more of a hassle. But did this whole survey of this site that used to be, it's essentially was abandoned farmland. And it was right at the bend of the river. So we would see the people patrolling, like, the actual barrier of the river. And you just didn't get close to it. But you're, like, waving at people in Mexico. And you can see each other clearly. It was really interesting. But then we went down to Big Bend Ranch State Park, which is just outside the national park. And we compared what we were finding, or what I was finding in Presidio and at that site, with a site that was comparable along the banks of the Rio Grande in the state park. And it was an interesting study. I enjoyed identifying all the different plants. That's where I learned how much I didn't like identifying grass species because, oh my gosh, there's so many of them. But it was an interesting study. Actually, one thing we found was that the site at the Rio or at the state park had been flooded significantly within the last 2 years. And so most of the animal life, particularly small mammals, rodents, had dispersed from the area because of that event and how extensive that flooding was. So I had very low sample populations from that site to compare to. But it was an interesting study, and I got my thesis out of it. And I remember, it was March of the year I was going to graduate. I was like, okay, what am I going to do next? And we had been talking about a PhD program. I was really interested in toxicology and environmental contamination, both from agriculture and just industrial use and what we were putting out into the environment. And so I was looking at a PhD program in Oklahoma, and I happened to just look and see, you know, well, are there any jobs in the area? I had a baby who was just a few months old. I was like, well, it might be okay to go back home towards where my family are so they can help us, you know, raise this baby while we figure out what we're doing. And I looked, and South Plains had a position open. I was like, well, you know, I loved it when I was there. I'm not going to miss the opportunity to go back because it may be the only time I get to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I went ahead and applied, and for some reason they interviewed me and they liked me, and I was like, cool. I don't know what's happening. But it was such a cool experience because I got interviewed by Dr. Wages, who was the department chair when I was here, and Mr. Etheridge and Leanna Smith, and even Iris was around. And so I got to see the people that had been so important in my education from the very beginning and come back home to that. And it's just been a very rewarding experience. And I guess this is 8 years, so 2011 to 2019. I'm in my eighth year of teaching here, and just loving every second of it. So it's been a journey. It's been kind of a circular journey, I guess. I just left and
came
back.
Full circle. Both of us did.
But it's been a really cool place to be, and I've been real proud of the work we do here. So that's kind of how I got here.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you said, you know, you said that first wildlife trip was a pretty big point. You know, kind of turning point that kind of helped you decide what you wanted to do. And I think that's the case for, you know, a lot of students and their stories. Because the first time I ever did field work, too, at Tech, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you can make a career out of this.
Exactly. I thought scientists were, like, in labs and, like, white coats with little pipette things. Yeah. I had no idea that there were people that liked to stomp around in the dirt like I did.
Yeah, and catch all the things.
Catch all the things. Dig stuff up. I mean, we have fun. And it's like being big kids out there, and we're just looking for stuff.
That's definitely an experience that will help you decide if you're a field person or if you're a lab person.
Field biologist, lab biologist, yes, two very different populations, both incredibly important.
Yes.
But it's good to know, that, like we were saying, you got to try things, you got to fail at some things, so you know what really suits you.
And it's one of those things, like in those pathways, whenever you get the opportunity to do something like that is a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Do it.
Those times when I stepped out of my comfort zone made all the difference.
Absolutely.
And that's what got me here today.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Do you know everything?
No. No. If there's one major overarching thing that graduate school taught me, it's I know a little bit about a lot of things and a whole lot about nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of stuff that there is to study and things that still need to be discovered, I mean, it's overwhelming.
It is.
So I do the best I can with
what
you've
got so far.
Yes. And try to build on the things where I'm a little, you know, weaker. To ensure that I, you know, can answer questions. Because I've had, you know, last couple of years, students have been coming up with some really good questions. And sometimes they catch me off guard. And I'm like,
they do. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go figure this out.
Yeah. I don't. So. And I think that's, I think in my years of teaching, that's one of the things I've just become more and more comfortable with is saying, you know, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Or I've not heard about, you know, the latest, greatest research that's coming out on that particular thing. Because it's not something I would normally pay attention to. But I'm interested in it. Let's talk about that more. Or let's research it. You research it, I'll research it. Let's come back and let's revisit it.
But I've had students tell me that they appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because we're not giving them some baloney answer.
No.
Trying to make ourselves look good. It's, you know, I'm not 100% sure, so let's walk through this together and see if we can find information we need to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it also teaches them to start looking for resources that are reliable and putting things together and understanding terminology from scientific writings and things like that.
We do love our terminology.
Yes, we do. We do. What's your favorite thing about working here?
You, clearly.
No. Yes. Thank you.
My favorite thing about working at South Plains College, I feel at home here. And that's something that's really important to me. And we were having this conversation the other day about how I kind of wander from one area to the next. I like to do all the things, but I couldn't imagine going to work somewhere else and having the same just peace I have working here. I've really enjoyed the people I've worked with, our administrators, and mainly our little pocket of a department. We really have a great group of people that support each other and that work well together, and I've really enjoyed the freedom I've had to try new things and to just get out there and be my weird little self, and people have been real receptive to that. So I think that's probably, I found my weird place in the world. I think that's probably it. What's your favorite thing about working here?
Mine's in line with, along the same things. You know, we get a lot of freedom to, you know, say, hey, I want to try this. I think it's going to be good for the students. And, you know, they're like, okay, try it. Go for it, you know?
Yeah.
But that and then having smaller classes where we get to know our students, I think I have a greater impact here than I would at a larger university where I don't get that one-on-one conversation with students as often.
No, yeah.
Because we really get the opportunity to help them set a good, sturdy foundation to help them transition to the next step. And I like that.
Yeah. So that made me think of a friend question. It's something that we didn't necessarily talk about when we were doing our kind of bios, but I didn't want to be a teacher.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah, no, neither of us were really interested in education to begin with. It was just something we developed an affinity for as we went through. And so I think that's a really interesting point that we share.
Mm-hmm.
I was not, you know, necessarily interested in the same kind of world you were in terms of going to the CDC and doing that. That was not even on my radar, honestly. Wasn't even aware. I was more interested in nonprofit organizations and their work. And I was working with a group that I'm still involved with today that focuses on food security and food availability. And so the biologist part of me was looking at, okay, how can we grow food? What's in the food that we're growing and how can we make sure we're keeping that food safe for people in spite of all the environmental stuff we're doing, environmental contaminants and pollutants that we use. And so I think it's interesting whenever people talk to us and they're like, did you always want to be a teacher? And we're like, no.
Yeah. It shocks them. It kind does. Of, you know, they kind of step back and they're like, what?
Yeah. But we love it. Yeah. But I love it. And
I think it allowed us to kind of get there naturally. We weren't trying to force anything and we didn't come to those conclusions too early and get burnt out before we even got there.
But I think that can also speak to, you know, our students. It's okay if you didn't know at 4 years old you wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Totally acceptable to decide at, you know, 30, hey, maybe I'd like to try med school. Fine.
Do it.
Do whatever.
Come take major biology with us.
We would love to hang out with you. We have so much to tell you. But I think that's an interesting thing whenever we live in a world that's so focused on, you know, when you meet a child, what is your name? What do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure, and particularly when you hit those teenage years and then you get to college and you're like, but I've said I've wanted to be a doctor my whole life. Well, guess what? Sometimes that chemistry class just chews you up and spits you out, or that biology class just really, you can't make it work. And so I think it's interesting when we can share that and tell people, you know, we didn't plan on being mm-hmm. here, but it's worked out really well and we're happy that we are here.
Yeah. So. And I'm glad that I get to help other people get to their career goals.
For sure.
And expose people to things that they didn't even know were options.
Exactly. And I feel like we do it in a way where we have students, but we're also making friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's what's happening in other parts of campus, but I can't imagine it's not. We're able to develop such close relationships with our students and invest that time and that energy in getting to know them and helping them, that we really are building those lifelong connections. I don't think that'll ever stop, and I don't want it to stop.
No, I don't either. I like really watching their progress. Yeah. I like celebrating when they celebrate. Yeah.
We're talking
fun.
About our babies grow, or our students,
our little fledglings,
babies, our fledglings that are graduating with their bachelor's degrees today, and yes. So they're walking across the stage,
probably right,
you know,
now,
right about now, mm-hmm. and getting their bachelor's. And we were sitting in class with them 2 years ago, teaching them the basics, and yeah. So it's a really cool feeling to be able to see that progression and that kind of conclusion to that part of life, but then you never know what's happening next. So mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah.
So.
A little jealous sometimes too, whenever they get to do cool stuff without me.
For sure. There was a trip to a zoo recently that we were not invited on. I don't even know how I feel about that. But we do cool stuff without them.
Yes,
so,
that's true. I mean, yeah, I guess.
But we're having fun, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything else?
I think that's about it. I'm sure more things will come up as we continue to talk about different subjects, you know.
And we'll talk more about what we're doing here, but the goal of this particular episode is to help you understand how we got to where we are and what our perspectives are whenever we approach these different topics and ideas, mm-hmm. help you learn a little bit more about us, and then that way we can all grow together.
Yep.
So, well, cool. We'll see you guys next time. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you learned something new, either about your hosts, so Megan and myself, or South Plains College, and just a little bit about why we like doing the things we do. You can engage with us and find out more on social media, and so you can visit Facebook, Instagram, and or Twitter, and just look us up at Catabolic Convos to see what's going on outside of the podcast. Thanks to my co-host Megan Keith for her story and talking about how she came to be on faculty here. And thanks to our department chair and our colleagues here at SPC for their support as we're kicking this project off. We'll be back on February 4th with episode 3 called Stuff Students Say. This episode focuses on addressing myths and misconceptions that undergrads may have and helping them figure out how to navigate this college life and do so in a way where they're really making the most out of those professor-student interactions. So check back with us then. You'll see posts about it online. And again, I will link to everything in the episode notes so that we're just a click away. All right, take care, everybody.